Hello, everybody. Last week I watched a film by with Matt Damon called Downsizing. And I thought it's got a lot of interesting themes in, and I do like to take a look at films and have a look at what sort of message they're trying to give out. What's the thinking behind it? And the premise of Downsizing is that Matt Damon and white liberals in America, basically, it's not that explicit, but you can get it. I'll get into that in a moment. They've got to shrink themselves to the size of Tom Thumb, and because it'll be good for the planet. And I just thought it just seems so symbolic of the white liberal, the entire storyline. Your presence on this earth is so toxic, so destructive, that you should just shrink yourself to the size of Tom Thumb and go and live in a little mini toy town. And Matt Damon, he actually is a drippy white liberal, and he goes and does it in this film. Just imagine how many African kids could be fed if wealthy white Americans shrunk themselves to 4 inches tall. How can you say no to that? Think about overpopulation. Think about your carbon footprint. Just shrink yourselves, white people. Become the size of a mouse for the sake of humanity. That's the message of the film. That's what they're saying. And I have to point out, the first chunk of the film is very white. I mean, the technology is invented in Norway, and Norwegians in the film obviously are the first to start shrinking themselves. You see, Hollywood will do movies with a sprinkling, just a sprinkling of diversity, but the price you pay for that's leftist indoctrination going full bore anti-white. And once the shrinking starts, there's a whole montage of people from around the world, the human family in all its shades and diversity, and they're all watching Europeans shrink themselves to the size of a mouse. And the director, Alex Payne, he appears to be white, by the way. I know that a few people will be popping off to Wikipedia to check out his background. We all do it. But yeah, he's just white. So Matt Damon's wife does a runner and refuses to shrink herself, which leaves Matt alone in Toy Town after the shrinking. And the director doesn't seem to know what to do with the story. It's actually a crap film. But earlier in a bar scene, a right-wing bigot asked Matt Damon if small people should have the same rights as normal people. And that's an interesting question, but it never pops up again. The thing about watching propaganda that I've noticed, and knowing it's propaganda, is that you can sort of predict where the story will go. My prediction on where Downsizing was going to take its central premise was basically this. This is what I thought was going to happen when I realised what was going on with the film. The tiny white liberals who'd shrunk themselves would find themselves abused and, well, looked down on. There'd probably be a senator from Alabama or somewhere who wanted to strip them of their citizenship, and eventually a friendly black man or other person of colour would step in and protect them. Maybe Morgan Freeman or Denzel Washington would explain to the sort of the bigot from Alabama that the little white people needed to have their rights, and they'd been through this struggle before, and all of that kind of thing. But I got it totally wrong. That wasn't what happened at all. You see, what actually happens is much worse. You see, rogue regimes in Asia and South America have started shrinking their political dissidents. And now there's millions of tiny toy people on the run. They've all been shrunk. And guess where they're all going? Go on, have a guess. Yeah, they're all going to Matt Damon's little toy town, which is, it's a city, but it's sort of in a about the size of a football stadium or something. So there's millions of refugees who are also the size of Tom Thumb, and now they're all trying to get into Matt Damon's tiny toy town. Christ on me. So white people have opted out of the world to save the world, and they're living in cities and towns the size of a football stadium at most, or the size of a swimming pool, in doll houses, and non-whites have been shrunk, and now they're trying to get into Toy Town as well, and Matt Damon decides his true calling in life is to help them out. It's interesting, because if rogue regimes around the world are shrinking sections of their population who cause them problems, they're essentially, they're saying that downsizing, as it's called, the downsizing process removes power from groups. And white Americans are expected to shrink themselves through altruism for the planet, for the common good. But for other groups, that's a punishment to remove all power from them. But Europeans, we do it out of the goodness of our hearts. Again, it's just so symbolic of the modern white liberal mindset. I mean, Matt Damon's love interest in this film is a one-legged Vietnamese woman who bosses him around, for Christ's sake. But let me switch gears here for a second to make a wider point. Because this is what I thought of thinking about this film. In 1957, there was a movie came out called The Incredible Shrinking Man. And in that movie, a man was shrunk by accident and gradually decreased in size in front of his wife. He didn't have a choice either. And he never stopped shrinking. So it was a horrible, it was quite horrific, really. And eventually he became so small that his wife couldn't even see him or hear him. And he fell through the floorboards, and when he landed in the cellar, he had to take on a spider, which seemed huge, obviously, to try to eat him, and he had to fight it with a needle. It's actually an iconic scene in cinema history. Eventually, the incredible shrinking man had to come to terms with his lot and overcome his situation, and he began to think of it as an adventure. He would explore the microscopic. He'd go for long walks on grains of sand. He'd see the world as nobody else had ever seen it. And at this time, it was an era when Europeans were heading into space. The incredible shrinking man would flip that around. Instead of traversing the infinitely grand, he'd explore the universe at the infinitely tiny. And so what we have is two movies made 60 years apart, both dealing with the same concept. One movie was made at the height of what today they call the white male patriarchy, and the other was made last year. One is philosophically right-wing and European. It's a call to transcend the limitations of the material and strive ever onwards toward the unknown and to explore the eternal. Matt Damon's downsizing offers no wonder at all. It's just a banal social commentary. Even with the most dazzling special effects available, it cannot and does not inspire any kind of awe. And they just can't do that. It's not allowed. The left crush the spirit of man. They take a voyage into the void and traduce it to a spreadsheet and a diversity quota. Everything is bogged down and boring social commentary. At the end of Downsizing, Matt Damon is offered a choice. The world is ending, and he can either go and live under a Norwegian fjord with, again, it's basically Northern Europeans with a sprinkling of diversity in there, and then eventually come out and repopulate the earth. Or he can return to the ghetto and help his one-legged Vietnamese love interest and then eventually die, like the rest of humanity. And he chooses the ghetto. He chooses the ghetto. Because that's what egalitarianism dictates. You die in the gutter with everybody else. Downsizing is not just symbolic of white guilt and the drive towards self-destruction in so many white liberals. It's actually a symptom of something else. And that's that what the left really represents is the destruction of a human spirit. I'll catch you all later, folks. Don't watch Downsizing. Watch The Incredible Shrinking Man instead. See you later.